Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Alan Emar, senior at List College of Jewish Studies and Columbia University, with a Torah commentary for Parshat Emor. As the co-chair of the egalitarian minion at Columbia University, I was surprised to hear that an Orthodox student leader at Hillel was confused why some of our community members wanted to have joint Shabbat meals with Orthodox students. If students cooked food and ate it together, the stricter kashrut standards of Orthodox students might conflict with the more lenient practices of students in my community, the student objected. The comment struck me because there seemed to be better ways to mitigate any kashrut concern than to outright reject a communal meal with other Jewish students. Students who, by the way, may not necessarily be less observant or strict than their Orthodox peers. The episode raised a question. To what extent should we be flexible in our adherence to religious precepts, and to what extent can we remain steadfast in our commitment to certain principles, even if they exclude others? With this dilemma in mind, I wanted to consider the opening lines of this week's parasha, which discuss cases where a priest may allow himself to receive tumat meit, impurity from a corpse, something he is not usually permitted to do. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the priests, sons of Aaron, and say to them, none shall defile himself for any dead person among his kin." The Torah bars a priest from coming into contact with a corpse, except, as it continues to delineate, under certain conditions, for example, the death of a loved one. But when I read the opening verse, I was immediately reminded of a braita, or early rabbinic text, I had encountered in my introduction to Talmud class during my first year at JTS that seemed to say otherwise. Tashma de Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. Come and hear that which Rabbi Elazar son of Tzadok said. We would skip over coffins to greet the kings of Israel. And they did not say this only regarding kings of Israel, but even Gentile kings, that, if he will merit, he will be able to distinguish between Jewish kings and Gentile kings. Rabbi Elazar son of Tzadok is a priest living in the first century CE who is prohibited by the verse presented above from becoming impure by coming into contact with a corpse. This would presumably happen if he were jumping over coffins. The verse, however, does not mention a king as an exception to the rule. So, how can it be that he is saying he became impure to greet a king, and not just any king, but even a Gentile king? Enter the principle of kavod habriot, human dignity. The braita cited above is part of a broader Talmudic discussion on the question of when human dignity trumps law. That is, are there certain cases in which the dignity of the person supersedes whatever halachic rules the situation requires? Rabbi Elazar, son of Tzadok, answers in the positive. He, a priest who must respect the strictures of Jewish purity law, may become impure to greet the kings of Israel. The two sources, the Torah and Baraita, present different rules. According to the Torah, a priest may not defile himself unless the corpse is that of his immediate family. Yet, according to the Baraita, a priest may even become impure for a non-Jewish king. It isn't that for the rabbis, purity laws were less important. On the contrary, proper observance of purity was a fundamental concern for Jews in the ancient world. I read this not as a shift away from purity, but rather as an example of how the rabbis struggled to balance observance with the value of kavod habriot. In approaching these questions, I cannot help but think of how the question of priests and defilement is emblematic of a larger, still relevant question modern Jews face. How do we navigate competing values that may require us to be lenient or make exceptions in certain situations? For an answer to this question, it would do us well to look at Maimonides' Mishneh Torah, wherein he prescribes that one should seek a middle path, the Derech Beinonit, between two extremes. Shtei ktzavot harechokot zo mizo, shebechol de'a ve'de'a. The two extremes opposite from one another for every trait are not the right path and are not fitting for a person to walk by their way. A person should walk in the path of the good ones, And this is the straight path. The straight path is the middle measure in every trait. While Maimonides discusses how one should always act according to the middle path, for example, not being too quick to anger, but also not being numb to all feeling, his teaching presents a useful paradigm for many aspects of our lives, religious observance included. For example, on a scale of strict purity, represented by the Torah, to abandoning the concept of purity entirely, the Braita might actually represent a derech beinonit, a middle path. It does not reject purity, but expands on the Torah's narrow conditions. We too should be able to balance holding fast to traditional observance, allowing it to inform our lives, while being able to accommodate practice in certain situations when values conflict. There should be a derech beinonit, for example, where one neither needs to isolate from sharing a meal with others, nor abandon kashrut entirely. The student who refused to eat with my community would have done well to heed this teaching. Nearing graduation, I hope to take this lesson into the future, crafting for myself a life full of derachim beinoniot, middle paths, as an effective and meaningful compromise in the world in which we live.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.